from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Greek banks remain shut on Tuesday as the nation looks set to formally default on a $1.8 billion loan repayment to the International Monetary Fund. While the country's economic future remained uncertain early Tuesday, the Greek finance ministry said it would open about 1,000 bank branches across the country to allow pensioners to withdraw enough money to get through the week. Greeks are set to vote July 5th in a referendum on a new round of European austerity measures. A 17-year-old boy has died from Ebola in Liberia. VOA's Miriam Diallo reports that officials are trying to determine how the boy contracted the illness.
Deputy Health Minister Talbert Nienswa, who heads Liberia's Ebola response, told VOA the teenager died on June 24th and was given a safe burial the next day. Our surveillance team is working very well. They've picked up this dead child from his parents' home, tested him yesterday, and the child was positive. He says it's not known yet how the boy contracted the disease, but the case is under investigation. He stressed the public should not panic, noting that it's the only known case since the country was declared Ebola-free by WHO officials on May 9. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar.
Indonesian officials say at least 49 people were killed when a military transport plane crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. The plane was trying to return to the airport after takeoff Tuesday when it slammed into a hotel and two houses in Medan. Local media say as many as 113 people were on board the Indonesian Air Force plane. Local media say the plane was attempting to turn back because of technical problems. VOA News. Talks on Iran's nuclear program are continuing in Vienna Tuesday, with Tehran and a group of six world powers trying to reach a long-sought comprehensive nuclear agreement. In Vienna, at the site where the Iran nuclear negotiations have been taking place, there is supposed to be a deadline for a deal. The deadline, however, slipped and the talks are continuing. The Iranian foreign minister, Zarif, returned with his nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salehi. They're meeting with the U.S. delegation. Secretary of State Kerry's team is also meeting with the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. At least five people were reported killed and 20 others wounded in the Afghan capital of Kabul Tuesday when a suicide car bomber attacked a NATO convoy. A spokesman for NATO's non-combatant Resolute Support Mission says all of its personnel and equipment have been safely recovered from the site of the blast on the main road leading to Kabul's main airport. A Taliban spokesman says it carried out the attack on a convoy of occupation forces, a reference that the insurgent group uses for NATO troops. The UN Children's Fund reports millions of Iraqi children displaced by violence are in desperate straits. UNICEF says growing violence in the country is putting children's lives at risk and stripping them of essential life-saving assistance. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations reports more than 3 million people have been displaced since the start of 2014, most as a result of IS success in capturing Iraqi cities. Acting UN Children's Fund representative in Iraq, Colin McInnes, speaking on a telephone line from Erbil, says children are suffering most from the upheaval in their lives.
In 1 year's time, we've seen a 400% increase of the grave violations against children. These grave violations are the maiming of children, the abduction of children, it's the attacking of the basic services that these children otherwise would receive.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syrian activists say Islamic State militants have beheaded women in Syria for the first time. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Tuesday that the women were beheaded along with their husbands in Syria's eastern Deir Ezzor province after being accused of sorcery. The observatory says the Islamic State group has executed more than 3,000 people in Syria since it declared its so-called caliphate a year ago. A South Korean Navy boat fired warning shots Tuesday after a North Korean patrol vessel crossed into the southern side of the tense yellow border. The South Korean military said the North Korean boat quickly retreated to its side of the so-called northern limit line of the country's western coast. There were no indications whether the incursion was intentional. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.